The Lord be with you.
With my spirit.
Let us pray. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. This morning we celebrate James the Apostle, also known as James Bar Zebedee. You'll see that in some of the references. Bar meaning son of, and Zebedee. So he, along with John, were brothers. They were sons of Zebedee, who was a fisherman who evidently owned quite a few boats. So they weren't, they were laborers, but they weren't necessarily destitute. They were had a job that provided, it seems like, a good income. There is a distinction that we make because we have James, the brother of John, which was one of the 12, one of the apostles, and then we have James, the brother of Jesus, who is referenced in various places, also known as James of Jerusalem. So in Acts 12, which we read the beginning of, we see that James was beheaded by Herod. In Acts 15, there's another James there, James of Jerusalem, that presides over the first council of Jerusalem, the first ecumenical council, where they determined you don't have to be circumcised in order to be a Christian. So James, John, Peter, and Andrew, those four, so Peter and Andrew are brothers, James and John are brothers, they're among the very first of the disciples. And Peter, James, and John, you'll hear that phrase commonly, are amongst Christ's inner circle. So they were the first ones to come to Christ. Christ kind of gathers them in, and they are sort of the inner circle amongst the inner circle of the 12. So they are they participate in, for example, the Transfiguration. They participate in, they're with Jesus in the raising of Jairus' daughter. They're with Jesus. He invites them to go to Gethsemane on the night before that he was betrayed and to pray with him, to keep watch and pray with him. So that's the inner circle of Christ's disciples. James, of course, is among the first of the martyrs. We mentioned in Acts 12 where Herod beheads him. It pleases the Jews, and so this starts a persecution. Of course, the very first martyr was Stephen, who was the one of the first deacons, and he was stoned. We see that earlier in Acts. So James, along with his brother John, they were given the name of Boanerges to by Christ. So this means literally sons of thunder. So they seems like they were kind of a maybe irascible, excuse me, maybe short-tempered, you know, that they were maybe competitive, you know, where they were. There was a lot of energy and there was this contention, it seems like. They caused thunder where they went. So it seems like evidently this characteristic is somewhat evident in their mother as well, because in the gospel reading we just read, well, where mom brings her two boys to Jesus and says, "Grant that these would be first in your kingdom, that they would sit on your right hand and on your left in the kingdom of God." And of course Jesus says, "Well, are you able to drink the cup that I will drink?" Of course he means, are you able to go into the sufferings that I will suffer? And James and John, I'm sure, do not understand what they are answering when they answer to him and they say, "Yes, we are able to drink that cup." Christ says, "Indeed, you will drink that cup. But to give you the place on my right hand and on my left, that's not up to me. That's up to my Father." Right? So we see here that if you are going to be a follower of Jesus, you are indeed promised to suffer. You're not promised necessarily, you know, you don't suffer in order to gain something other than to gain Christ. We suffer in order to enter into Christ. And I was thinking, to be human is to suffer. Suffering is the only way that we are able to demonstrate our love, because we choose to give of ourselves to another even when it costs us something. And that is truly what love is. Humans are able to do that. to make that decision that this other person, this other thing, this priority is so important in my life that it costs me something. I'm willing to pay that cost. Of course, we know that James did enter into the martyrdom of Christ. John, on the other hand, so James was amongst the first of the apostle to suffer martyrdom. He was not quite the first martyr, but he was the first apostle. And then John was the longest lived of the apostles. He lived into his 90s, we think. But he had his own kind of suffering. We call him, instead of a red martyr by blood, a white martyr, that his life was totally given to God and he suffered through that life. So we see the two extremes with these two sons, that they both had their share of suffering. John, of course, was exiled to the island of Patmos, where he lived in isolation. You know, so this is our challenge today. Do we want to be a follower of Jesus? Because if we really do want to follow Jesus, it's going to cost us something. What is that thing that we hold on to most dearly in this life? What is that hope that we have that's like, one day this will happen and everything will be grand? Christ says that hope has to take a back seat to me. I have to be the most important. Are you able to drink this cup that I drink? I drink it on your behalf. Will you drink it on my behalf? The Apostle James today gives us, sets this challenge before us, that we too would take up the cup of Christ, that we too would show by our suffering and in our life that we love him more than anything. May God give us the grace to walk in this path. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.